When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Friday, 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 Friday. Now, in my mind, there's two nerd talks today, and usually I make a like best of both of them for the national. But one of these I just aired in its entirety. I'll play them both here in a second. So I'm reading a book series called The Expanse. Shoutouts to my buddy Sean for turning me on to that. And they're long and technical sci-fi books, but it's about how we would colonize the solar system. And it like takes into account kind of how like actual gravity would limit us and our abilities and our space flight. Like I say, it's pretty technical, and it's right up my alley, as you can imagine, right? So reading that, cool. Okay, I think of other long books like that where they're in a huge series. And of course, Game of Thrones comes to mind. Not my style. I like found myself very bored by that. And it's a very challenging reading for me, and keeping up with all the characters and everything is crazy, right? So when it all ended, I was like, all right, thank goodness. But I do love that people were so into the books. The dude never finished them, though. It's been a freaking decade since he released the last one, and he's got two more to go. At least a little bit of good news about it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Medical science has come a long way. A dude badly burned in a horrific car crash a couple years ago received a face and double hand transplant back in August and was just deemed a success. Reports BBC.com. Face and double hand transplant. I say it again because I'm not sure which one is scarier sounding. Holy crap. Take a second to be grateful you could likely do simple things like make breakfast or blink, let alone swipe around on TikTok. Whew. All right, NASA news. Good news for putting humans on the moon. The White House announced it still supports the NASA Artemis mission. With a new leader, you never know what they're going to change, but since President Moonrock requested a literal chunk of the moon for the Oval Office, it seemed likely he'd be on board. And finally, you remember Game of Thrones? Yeah. What's-his-nut says he wrote hundreds of new pages for the next installment. Still has hundreds more to go. It's not even the final book, either. He still has another one after that. The show's been over for like 2 years. It's been a decade since the last book with that dragon-y title. Dude, you blew it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I was reading about the BBC.com. I was reading on the BBC's report about this. They go on to talk about other people who have had these things done, the double hand transplant or the face transplant. And there's been some successful face transplants that always... Forgive me, but it always looks like a mess. I feel so bad for these people. I imagine that the suicide rate is probably pretty high because no matter what you do, it still looks like a person that's had a face transplant. It's got to be impossible. With the hands, there's been another another attempt at it, and both of the hands died. And psychologically, I can't imagine how f***ed up that would be. Pardon my language. But still, to first lose control of your hands for whatever reason, get new ones put on that aren't yours, weird enough, and then to have those die, like, psychologically, that must be an impossible challenge. I just can't even imagine. So I lived in Nevada for less than 1 year and enjoyed it largely. It's a weird, weird place. Like, I have such, I don't know, it's like, fills such an interesting spot in my development. People were very nice to me. It's very towny. It feels very interesting because, like, when you live in Vegas, you don't spend any time on the Strip except when people come to visit or when you go to shows, because the facilities for seeing live concerts are second to none. Those casinos spend so much money developing them. The people in the surrounding city are just like cool people. Yeah, at the time there's a lot of Ed Hardy and trucks that were lifted 17 feet and speeding and drunk driving and stuff like that. A lot of problems. But I was surprised at how cool and nice all the people of the city were and how proud they are of Vegas. It's really neat. That being said, Nevada as a whole is a very weird state, but it is like kind of like a, it's so like empty, and I'm from New Mexico, so it feels similar, like empty and void of life, that it's the true Wild West. Well, they're up to being weird again, and I think the implications could be really strange.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The state of Nevada never ceases to amaze. It's a rad reminder of the truly Wild West. This time, it's the idea that to lure tech companies to the state, they would not only incentivize with tax breaks, duh, but also let the businesses set up their own local governments. You want autonomous police drones? Because this is how you get autonomous police drones. And robot brothels, probably. Scientists think they've discovered a previously unknown species of giant whale. Rare enough that they want to get it right on the endangered species list, right out of the gate. How'd they discover it? Now, when it washed up dead on a beach, of course.
Plastic in its belly?
Yeah, okay. And finally, Denmark is building a human-made energy island.
Okay.
It'll generate green energy enough to power 3 million homes a year, using a variety of different renewable energy resources. The mock-ups, though, they sort of make it look like an Alcatraz for Pikachus.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Imagine autonomous police robot hookers combining with Area 51. And then have a good weekend.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.